So I'm finding myself in the kitchen working on a project of pumpkins, de-skinning pumpkins that I cooked a little bit earlier. And you know, this particular week is about the Zen of wisdom. So, you know, what does this like simple activity have to do with the Zen of wisdom? How does it translate into the Zen of wisdom? All I'm doing here is earlier in the day I chopped up a pumpkin and I boiled it, and then several hours later came back. The pumpkins are in the warm water now, and I've just been de-skinning it and putting it in another container. So the Zen of wisdom, in my understanding, in my small understanding, is that we take a look at the whole picture of anything that we're doing. You know, we might start by just noticing the color of the pumpkin, the orangeness, and the activity of taking the skin off of it, and just kind of putting our mind into that. And that might be enough. And just totally putting our mind into the activity of the de-skinning process. But looking more carefully, when I look at this pumpkin, I can also notice that pumpkins are harvested oftentimes in September or October, and so it gives you a sense of the season that we're in. And I start to look more closely at the pumpkin itself, and I see that it is the result of so much activity that it came to me. I can see the rain in the pumpkin, the earth in the pumpkin, the leaves in the pumpkin, all of those things, the farmer, all of these things, the seeds that came from the pumpkin. You know, this one pumpkin produced literally hundreds of seeds, had hundreds of seeds in it. But the pumpkin itself came from one seed, and yet it produced many, many seeds. So the Zen of wisdom is looking at the pumpkin more closely and seeing all of the causes and conditions that brought it to me. But it's also looking at my life as a whole. You know, I come home in the evening and I have to get everything prepared for tomorrow. So part of that includes doing this work of de-skinning the pumpkin, but I'm also keeping my attention broader on the many things, like we're going to be eating dinner soon. I have to prepare for my early morning tomorrow so that I get out of the house at a particular time. I want to make sure that the kitchen space is clean for my wife and my family so that when they are using it, they feel that they can use it because things have been cleaned up and put away. I also consider that I don't want to be sitting in front of a computer right now and getting dragged into computer work or iPhone connections and emails. So this is a choice I've made to actually engage with something physically, as opposed to sitting down and doing more mental work. I just came from sitting in a car for an hour, and prior to that was teaching several classes of yoga. And so I'm also thinking about the maintenance of balance in my life. You know, if I just came from sitting in a car for an hour, do I want to sit more in front of a computer? No, I want to be doing something where I'm standing up and engaging my body also. So these are some of the factors I take into consideration, and this is what I understand as the Zen of wisdom.